The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, February 12th. What to know about the final arguments from Democrats as they wrapped up their case in the impeachment trial, and what to expect today now that it's the other side's turn. Also, another type of Republican Party? It's possible. We'll explain. And where you can expect a year's worth of snow just this weekend. Plus, the ruling in Meghan Markle's lawsuit against a tabloid. Which sport has become especially popular in the last year? And where Americans are planning to spend their money this Valentine's Day? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, it is up to former President Trump's lawyers to defend their client in his historic impeachment trial. They say they'll start and wrap up their arguments before the weekend. Already, House Democrats rested their case against the former president yesterday, and they gave some pretty passionate arguments. In their second day of testimony, the Democrats played more graphic video from the U.S. Capitol riot back on January 6th, and some of it came from rioters themselves. In those videos, you can hear them saying things like, "We were invited here, Trump sent us, and he'll be happy, we're fighting for Trump." Democrats told the senators, who are acting as jurors in this trial, this attack would never have happened but for Donald Trump. Then they tried to make the point that Trump not only incited the attack, but they say he also refused to use his powers as president at the time to stop it. And then they say he showed zero remorse when it was all over. As they closed out their case, the Democrats pleaded with senators to convict Trump. They say if he's acquitted instead, Trump will become emboldened to incite more violence. Well, now it is the defense team's turn. Trump's lawyers will likely argue they agree the Capitol attack was terrible, but they'll say it was not the president's fault. In fact, one of Trump's lawyers told Fox News already he thinks the Democrats' presentation was offensive. So the defense team presents its case, and then the senators will have the chance to ask questions of both sets of lawyers for up to 4 hours. It's possible the whole trial wraps up over the weekend with a vote. At least 17 Republicans would need to join all 50 Democrats to get the two-thirds majority needed to convict former President Trump. Stay tuned. Congress is giving its highest honor to law enforcement officers who helped during the Capitol attack. They'll be getting congressional gold medals for their actions that day. And to get an idea of what a big honor this is, in the past, it's gone to international heroes like Thomas Edison, Nelson Mandela, Rosa Parks, and Mother Teresa. But it's never gone to a law enforcement officer before now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the award plans, saying Congress will give out 3 gold medals, one for the U.S. Capitol Police, one for Washington's Metropolitan Police Department, and the last one for the Smithsonian to put on display. Pelosi singled out one hero in particular for his courage, Capitol Police officer and Iraq War veteran Eugene Goodman. He's in some of the new footage released during the impeachment trial this week, and the video of him went viral. It shows Officer Goodman sprinting toward Senator Mitt Romney to warn him that rioters were close. Then you can see Romney turning around and running to safety. And that's actually the second video of this officer making the rounds. The first showed him single-handedly luring the angry mob away from the entrance to the Senate and into an area where more law enforcement backup was waiting. Goodman has now been promoted. There could soon be another party in American politics. Former Republican Congressman Charlie Dent told CNN he and about 120 other Republicans are in talks to form what some are calling an anti-Trump political party. The people behind it are apparently worried the current GOP is becoming too radical and has lost sight of their constitutional ideals. They say this party would be center-right, or in other words, meant for moderate Republicans. So far, the talks have apparently included people who once held positions in the Reagan, Bush, and even Trump administrations. The plan is for the party to run candidates in some races, but also to endorse other candidates who meet their standards, no matter what party they came from. As for the Republican National Committee, the chairwoman told Fox News, Republicans need to stop attacking one another and focus on beating Democrats in the 2022 midterm elections. But keep in mind, at this point, these are just early conversations and ideas. No other party has been formed at this point. The U.S. might have enough COVID-19 vaccines for everyone who wants one in just a couple of months. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told the Today Show it will probably be open season by April, meaning everyone could be offered a vaccine. As you know, vaccines are now in short supply, so states have had to limit the shots to only certain groups like older people and essential workers. Well, the Biden administration has recently ordered a lot more doses, and the vaccine makers are stepping up production. So it might be a different story this spring. From that point, it could take a few more months to actually get the vaccine into everyone's arms. But by then, Fauci says supply will not be yet another hurdle to jump through. Once again, millions of Americans are in the path of dangerous winter storms. First up, let's talk about the Pacific Northwest. Washington and Oregon are going to get a blizzard starting today. We're talking about heavy snow being pushed around by nearly hurricane-force winds. And before the weekend is out, places like Seattle are expected to get a year's worth of snowfall in just a couple of days. Next, the storm is expected to spread light snow across the plains and Midwest, and eventually it'll make its way to the East Coast. People from North Carolina into New England will see what the Weather Channel called a wintry mess. That means freezing rain, sleet, ice, and even more snow. So forecasters say prepare now, because this weekend could bring dangerous road conditions, power outages, and some business closures in several states. All right, we have much more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Native. Native aluminum-free deodorant is a great addition to your 2021 routine. I only use Native deodorant right now because I feel good about what's in it. They include only things I've actually heard of, and none of their products are tested on animals. In fact, almost everything is vegan. Plus, they have options, from their rotating seasonal scents so you can always switch things up and smell great, to unscented options if you prefer the natural scent, and even deodorants with plastic-free packaging. I also love that Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. You can even subscribe to Native so you'll never have to sweat about running out of deodorant again. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use our promo code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use our promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Now back to the news. Astronomers say they found the most distant known object in our solar system. They say it's a so-called planetoid or minor planet. And scientists have nicknamed it Far Far Out. As CBS News says, Far Far Out is roughly 132 times further from the sun than Earth is. And scientists estimate it's only about 250 miles across, making even our moon look huge in comparison. Astronomers first detected it back in 2018, but just confirmed their findings this week. They also nailed down Far Far Out's exact orbit. They say it takes a full millennium, as in 1,000 years, for the minor planet to orbit the sun just once. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, scored a major victory against a British tabloid. She won the lawsuit she filed over five articles published back in 2019. The Mail, owned by Associated Newspapers, printed parts of a handwritten letter Markle had sent to her estranged father. Well, she sued over those articles, and now a UK judge ruled she had a reasonable expectation that the letter would stay private, so it was unlawful to publish it. Markle says she's grateful to the courts for holding the media company accountable and added, quote, "For these outlets, it's a game. For me and so many others, it's real life." A spokesperson for Associated Newspapers said the company was very surprised and disappointed. They had argued the articles allowed Markle's father to respond to some of the comments published about him earlier. The media outlet now does have the option to appeal. Disney Plus smashed all of its goals and much faster than expected. It now has nearly 95 million subscribers. The streaming platform launched just over a year ago, and at the time, it did not think it would get this many subscribers until at least 4 years in. But it hit the milestone after just 14 months. And that number is more than double the number of Hulu subscribers, and it's more than five times the number for HBO Max. So what's driving this? The Verge reports the pandemic is playing a role, since people are stuck at home looking for stuff to stream. But Disney Plus also saw another big boost just since December, likely because a lot of popular movies and shows got added to the streaming service. For example, the Pixar movie Soul and the final episodes of The Mandalorian's second season. Still, when we're looking at the most popular streaming service, Netflix has everyone else beat by a lot. Netflix now has about 204 million subscribers around the world. The Australian Open tennis tournament is underway right now, but it seems it's not just star athletes like Serena Williams picking up a racket. A new report found more Americans in general are playing recreational tennis, and some for the very first time. The Physical Activity Council found participation in the sport in the U.S. was up 22% in 2020. And the U.S. Tennis Association says entry-level racket sales were up nearly 40% from the year earlier. Experts say it's likely because tennis is one of those sports you can play while also keeping your distance from each other during this pandemic. Sunday is Valentine's Day, so it's time to celebrate all the people you love in your life. Of course, in a normal year, people usually mark the day by going out, maybe to dinner, the movies, or a concert. But this year, the pandemic has people making different plans. A new survey from the loan marketplace LendingTree shows nearly 40% of Americans plan to skip the holiday just to save money. And that said, the ones who do celebrate will reportedly be spending more than usual. A separate study from coupon company RetailMeNot says people plan to spend on average $163 on gifts for their partners. That's nearly double what was planned last year. As you'd expect, people are spending less on evenings out and experiences, but more on things like chocolate, flowers, and other gifts. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Monk Pack. If you think healthy cannot also mean tasty, think again. Monk Pack makes truly delicious low-carb, low-sugar snacks. Monk Pack keto granola bars have just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're great for anyone wanting to cut back on sugar and carbs and still satisfy those cravings. I love that Monk Pack keto granola bars have a perfectly soft and chewy texture, and they come in delicious flavors like coconut cocoa chip, honey nut, and blueberry almond vanilla. So try it for yourself and you'll see. And we have a special deal for listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, go to monkpack.com, that's MUNKPACK.com, and select any product. Then enter the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. And today we're talking about how opera singers are using their skills to help recovering COVID-19 patients breathe better. London's English National Opera rolled out a free, first-of-its-kind singing, breathing, and well-being program. It uses singing and breathing techniques to help people suffering from what's commonly known as long COVID. That's when people still have symptoms like breathlessness, weeks, or even months after a bout with the virus. The program involves weekly online group sessions where people are guided by a specialist. The participants then have access to online resources to practice their singing and breathing exercises on their own time. Already, this has been tried with a dozen patients from their early 30s to their 70s. And after that first trial, every single person who participated said they'd keep doing their breathing exercises, and they would all definitely recommend the program to other long COVID sufferers. Even better, many of them say it helped not only with their breathing, but also eased their anxiety. About 1,000 people across the UK will now have access to the program within the next few months. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.